John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, welcome. We are pleased that you've joined us. We are so glad that you've joined us today. God loves you and wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant this day great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, that you would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, we want to know, what is God's nature like? What is God's nature like? What are his thoughts towards you? We see this in Psalm 59, 10, 16, and 17. It says, "My God is changeless in his love for me, and he will come and help me. He will let me see my wish come true upon my enemies. But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety where I am in distress. O my strength, to you I sing praises. To you, O God, are my refuge, the God who shows me unfailing love." Well, friends, God's love for you does not change. We see this in this word. He will come and help you. Your enemies, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. We are not to retaliate with violence. Let God handle your enemies, the problems. We are to sing and praise God for his power and mercy. He is your hiding place, a place of safety in the day of distress. God is your strength. You are to sing and praise the Lord, your high tower of safety and mercy. Amen. Well, another message I'd like to bring today is message of salvation. For not wanting to receive this message, you might be, "I don't want to receive this message of salvation." Your excuse could be, "My friends mean so much to me." Well, are they your friends or are they your enemies? Do your friends care for your soul? Jesus said in Luke 15, 14 and 15, but when he had spent all, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him to feed his pigs. The boy became so hungry that even the food he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, and no one gave him anything. Friends, where was his friends when this boy had nothing? You will gain a friend, you will gain a greater friend and friends. Listen to what Jesus says. When you accept him, when you accept this free gift of salvation for his love and compassion that he has for you. In John 15, 13 to 16 it says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down one's life for his friends if you obey him. Verse 15 says, I no longer call you slaves, for a master doesn't confide in his slaves. No, you are my friends, proven by the fact that I've told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lovely fruit always, so no matter what you ask for from the Father, using my name, he will give it to you. Yeah. Okay, verse 15, Jesus laid down his life for you. No greater love is this, because he calls you his friend. You are my friends if you obey me. You are no longer called a slave. God calls you his friend. God chose you. You did not choose him. He has appointed you to produce lovely fruit, meaning to obey him. So no matter what you ask God the Father, using Jesus Christ's name, God the Father will give it to you. Jesus laid down his life for you and calls you his friend. John 3:17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. What the Bible is saying here is making it personal for you. God did not send his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to punish you, but that through Jesus you might be saved. And Titus 2:11 says, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. Then he saved us, it says, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity, by washing away our sins and giving us a new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit. See, friends, this is good news, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. You can't earn the salvation because it's free. The only cost to you is your decision to accept Jesus Christ, and who calls you his friend. And your response, friend, is to receive Christ. Romans 10, 9 and 13 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ now? What you pray, just follow me in this prayer, just follow along. Dear Lord Jesus, just follow us along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. So friends, God's assurance is his word, the Bible. And the Bible says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. This is called the new birth. This is the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To deepen your relationship with him, try and read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God in prayer every day. Tell others about Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. And get into a good Bible-based church. And as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Amen. Well, we get to this part of the message where we're going to be praying for the sick very shortly. Have faith in Christ the healer. During his earthly ministry, almost two-thirds of the ministry of Jesus focused on healing the sick, curing the incurable, and setting the captives free from demonic influence. Psalm 59:10. My God is changeless in his love for me, and he will come and help me. He will let me see my wish come true upon my enemies or upon my sicknesses. God's love for you never changes. He wants to heal you. That's his compassionate, loving nature. And your wish upon your enemies, which is the sickness that attack you. So Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, a great crowd of people. And he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. See, again, we see Jesus again heal them all. When he saw the great multitude, a great greater crowd of people, he was moved with compassion. Jesus' nature is to heal the sick. Jesus loves people and hates the sickness. Mark 6:34, when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed the sick. Luke 9:38-39, suddenly a man from the multitude, a great crowd, cried out, saying, "Teacher, I implore you, look on my son, for he is my only child, and behold, and a demon keeps seizing him, making him scream, and throws him into a convulsion so that he foams at the mouth. It is always hitting him and hardly ever leaves him alone. As the boy was coming, the demon knocked him to the ground and threw him into a violent convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the demon, or the unclean spirit, and healed the boy and handed him back to his father." You see, friends, healing is for everyone both then and now, as the gospel plainly reveals, and Jesus Christ's Great Commission demonstrates. The Great Commission from Mark 16:15, starting from Mark to 17 and 18. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Daniel says, and the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Zechariah says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You will succeed because of my spirit. Talking about the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:19, through mighty signs, wonders and miracles, by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is being fully preached here. It says in Corinthians, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. In Matthew 10:7-8, it says, go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the lepers, and cast out demons. See, friends, whatever your sickness or pain or infirmity, have an expectancy to be healed by the Holy Spirit. He's the confirmer of the word. He's the confirmer of the Bible. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I'm going to start praying for the sick and hurting now. So lay a hand on the sick part of your body or the person you want prayed for, or on a matter of contact, the radio. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for the brokenhearted and the people with broken emotions. I bind and break the power. I command you to loose God's people and set them free. And Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. And those with any physical pains, diseases, spirit of infirmity, I rebuke you, and I command you to loose God's people. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. Those with cancers and growth cysts, at the very roots, I curse you, and I command you to shrivel and die at the roots. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Command you be healed and made whole. Those that are oppressed and are possessed, I bind and break your power. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle. I command soundness, perfect soundness to every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that your miraculous healing power is touching people right now. Thank you, Lord. Just touch, feel yourself sometimes. It takes a while to come on the healing, but there is the improvement. Look for the improvements. And a word of encouragement for the end. Friend, don't hold a grudge or bitterness. The only person that gets hurt from that is the person that's holding the grudge. We must forgive others, otherwise you will end up being sick and hurt. Now keep your healing. Begin to thank the Lord every day. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed because of his love and compassion to you. Believe you have received your healing and thank him always. Not all healings are instant. Some take time. You will often have to be patient. The Bible says, and they shall recover. They shall get well. So look for the improvements. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt and unbelief. Do not fear. Do not let fear come upon you. And it always distorts the truth. No more superstition, it only brings bondage. No witch doctors, the Holy Spirit is the only healer. Walk in faith, read your Bible, listen to Christian music if you can, and walk in love by making sure you are living in right relationship with God and each other. We must be at peace, we must live at peace. Jesus told us to live in peace with each other, no fighting and arguing. So my prayer is this, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord give you his peace. May you walk in the divine destiny that God has for you. May you have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. May God give you the desires of your heart, for he is your Father and he comforts and he controls your tomorrows. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would love to hear from you. So if you've been touched in any way, get in touch with the radio station. We would love to hear and rejoice with you. In Jesus Christ's name we thank you. Amen.
inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
Of the Holy Ghost. જય સાંઈ રામ શ્રોતાજનો, દર રવિવારે સવારે 7 વાગે આપ ગુજરાતી ભાષામાં શ્રી સત્ય સાંઈ બાબાની દિવ્ય વાણી સાંભળી શકશો. સત્ય, ધર્મ, શાંતિ અને પ્રેમનો દિવ્ય સંદેશ સાંભળી જીવનને ધન્ય બનાવીએ. આ છે રેડિયો પ્લેનેટ FM 104.6. આ પ્રોગ્રામ ઇન્ટરનેટ વેબસાઇટ www.planetaudio.org.nz/સત્યસાંઈબાબા ઉપર સાંભળી શકશો.
દયા સાગર, કૃપા સાગર.